Malaysia is a democratic country, but ever since it gained independence from the British in 1957, it's been ruled by one party alone, Barisan Nasional. And the party's critics say that's increasingly reliant on coercive measures. It's increasingly relying on coercive measures to stay in power. By Amnesty International's count, around 100 people have been arrested or charged under the Sedition Act, for instance, this year alone. One of those charged under that law is the cartoonist known simply as Zunar. His books are banned in Malaysia, and if he's convicted of all the charges he's up against in this sedition charge, he could be jailed for 43 years. Ahead of his trial, he's visiting here in Australia and he joins me in the breakfast studio. Zunar, a very warm welcome to RN Breakfast.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me.
You're facing these charges under the Sedition Act.
Yeah.
There was a mention in court last week. Yet here you are in Australia. What is the government accusing you of, Zunar?
Yeah, first I'm a political cartoonist. Let me introduce a bit about myself.
Yep.
I'm a political cartoonist. I do cartoon to expose corruption and wrongdoing of this government. So I can say that my cartoon is very critical. So that's why the government is not very happy to find this type of cartoon. In fact, I'm not been able to publish my cartoon in newspaper in Malaysia.
For how long?
For from the beginning.
Oh right,
because
ever.
they are controlled by the government.
But you have put out books, haven't you? And you're well
books,
known.
Yes, I had to find internet. Lucky we have internet. I had to publish my cartoon every day in the internet, and I had to come up with my own books. So again, like this, the government not only censored me. Censored is one thing. It means that you can't publish your editorial cartoon in newspaper.
Right.
It's already censored.
Which is, you know, a big thing for a cartoonist.
Yeah. That's what every cartoonist around the world do.
But so you've been a cartoonist for a long time now, and
yes.
It's only now that you're facing these sedition charges, and this is relation to, I think, some tweets you sent out.
Yeah.
Why do you think the government's, well, for a start, what were the essence of those tweets, and why do you think the government's moved now with this?
The tweet is, in all the tweets, is about my when I criticize the judgment of the federal court, when they delivered the judgment to send this opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim to prison, and people in Malaysia, including me, we know very very sure this is conspiracy. This is conspiracy. So my judgment, my tweet is about the judge and how the government compromised the judiciary system in this case.
This is the Anwar Ibrahim case.
Anwar Ibrahim
case. The sodomy trial.
Yeah. So this I can't accept this. You know, as a human and as a cartoonist, I cannot accept this this type of judgment.
So it's nothing to do with your cartoons. This is a tweet that say one of them says these black robed. This is a translation, of course. These black robed blackies are proud to hand down the sentence. They must be handsomely rewarded. Another one. Just read out the sentence, Mr. Judge. No need to belabor your points. The sentence was long decided prior to this. And another one. Anwar criticizing the court while in court. The Chief Justice. Ran into his room. So there's more of them, but they're very directed at the judiciary, the judicial process.
Yeah, that's right. But if you, for me like this, excuse me.
We'll just get you a glass of water.
Like this, for me like this, you know, if you see what the government did to me in past 7 years, they tried to, they banned my book.
Mm.
They detained me twice under the Sedition Act. They also went after the printers. Three printers who print my book has been raided, and they were given a strong warning not to print my book in the future, or their license will be revoked. And the government also went to the went after the book stores around the world and give the same warning around Malaysia and give the same warning. So what the government tried to do is to corner me, but I still said to them, I will keep drawing. In fact, in one of the when the police called me up for investigation, I told them that I will keep drawing until last drop of my ink. So this is why now they have to find a way politically to silence me for once. So this tweet is about to silence me, politically, but they can use this.
It's 19 minutes to 9. Our guest in the breakfast studio is Zuna. He's a high-profile Malaysian cartoonist. He's very unpopular with the government, as we've been hearing in Malaysia. He's the 2015 winner of the International Press Freedom Award, so that gives you some sense of the value of his work and also perhaps explains why the government is coming down so hard against him. So all that, you've been locked up twice, I think.
Yeah,
you've been locked up this year, for instance. You've, as you say, the printers who tried to print your book have been raided. You can't print your books there. You've taken to social media as an outlet where you can express yourself, but Twitter has got you before the courts. There was these sedition charges against you. On Friday, your lawyers filed a challenge to these charges. Mm. You're hoping to have the whole Sedition Act declared unconstitutional.
Yes.
But given that these tweets of yours are directly labelling the judiciary basically corrupt, mm-hmm. basically doing the business of the government, what hope do you think that the courts in Malaysia will hear this fairly or as you argue it?
I don't put any hope for this. I can see that the chance for me is very, very slim. I know this. I know where it's going. But why? This is the question. People ask me, why don't you take asylum? Seek asylum somewhere else.
Well, you're here now, for instance.
Here. No, don't go back. Or you, I was in England, London last week. They say, why do you stay here? Where need to? I say, no, I want to go back to face the trial. Because this is the, you know, what, how the sedition work, sedition act work, sedition law is like this, you know. The government can, or the police have a license to just go and detain you, just like that. If what they need to do is just to declare this is seditious.
Mm.
They say drawing cartoon.
Ironically, using a rule that was put in place by the Brits.
By
I
the
think.
British 1948. But it's okay. So this is how it works. They can simply go after everybody. Anybody they don't like, they just simply say this is seditious. They can come and detain you and put in your lockup. But when to go to court, they need to justify that. You're detained first. Good. Fine. For them, easy job to detain people. When it comes to court, they need to justify. That's why for me now, the pressure is for Malaysian government to justify my detention in the court process.
Is there any sign, though, that that the government is intimidated by that? They've charged 100 people, I think, with sedition alone.
More than
in
100.
The last...
More than 200. I mean,
so you want to go to the court? You want to put the pressure and embarrass, if you like, the Malaysian government? But any sign that that's having any impact?
I'm in terms of when we do something, I don't want to think about impact. But definitely there's impact. But this is very subjective. How do you put in numbers, you know? But there's impact. Well, I can say that my trial will be observed by United Nations and also by organization around the world and will be published, I'm sure, in major newspaper around the world. So this is give pressure to them. Definitely it's a pressure for them. So I have a choice to just simply let them be happy and not going back, or put a pressure to them, try to break this system. That's what I'm doing now.
Zuna, good on you, because the stakes are very high. As I said, these charges could amount to 43 years in prison. So you're a brave man. Thank you very much. It's an honour to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
Zuna is a Malaysian political cartoonist. He's the 2015 winner of the International Press Freedom Award. And tonight he'll be drawing cartoons at the 16th inaugural, I love that, Chaser Lecture at the Sydney Town Hall. And this lecture, the lecture itself, will be delivered by the political comedian from Egypt, Bassem Youssef.